Rangers and the Mariners in the long-awaited season and team debut for Tyson Ross. The right-hander down 1-0 in the third, but looking good nonetheless.
Ross serves up the 3-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Gets him with the breaking ball. Zunino chasing low and outside of the zone. That would have been ball four. Instead, for Tyson Ross, he has struck out half of the first 8 men that he's faced. Ross looks in. Gamble ready. Once more, the 3-2. And it's strike three called on the outside corner. 9-pitch at-bat ends with Ross striking out Gamble for out number three. Ross has struck out 5 of the first 10 Mariners hitters that he's faced. Here comes the 0-2. Swinging a line drive. It's over Cano. It's into right field. The Rangers are taking the lead. Two scores. Andrews is right behind him. He rounds third base and crosses home. Beltre brings home a couple. A single into right field, and the Rangers have now taken a 3-1 lead at the bottom of the third. The 1-0. Swinging a ground ball left side. Minor deep. Can't get it under his glove as he's in shadow left field. There goes the ball as well. Beltre scores. O'Dor crosses home plate. He scores from second base. Two more runs in for the Rangers. They have scored all 5 here in the bottom of the third inning. They lead it 5-1. Here comes the 0-1. Swing and it's pulled on the ground to O'Dor. Off to his left a couple of steps. Bobbles, regains, throws a short distance on to first. Napoli is there. Cano is out number 2. And any hopes of a double play erased on 2 bobbles by Rubin and O'Dor. That is it for Ross. Effective in his Rangers debut as he goes 5 2/3 and allows only 2 hits, a run, and responsible for Nelson Cruz at first. And Ross will likely get a nice ovation here. 2 outs and 2 on. And the pitch to Gomez. Swings and he lifts this out to left center field. Dyson is chugging after it, looking up. And this is over the wall for a home run. First pitch, Gomez deep, activated for the disabled list today. It comes with 2 outs and 2 men aboard. And the Rangers, if they had not already, have really opened this one up. It's now 10-2, Texas.
Rangers demolish the Mariners 10-4. A victorious season and Rangers debut for Tyson Ross as he pitches into the 6th inning, giving up 2 runs. Kyle Seager 0-for-4. That snaps his hitting streak against the Rangers at 12 games. It was a night to forget for the Mariners, and especially for starter James Paxton. He was roughed up early by the Ranger bats as Seattle suffered a 10-4 setback at Globe Life Park in Arlington. Here is Seattle skipper Scott Servais sharing his thoughts on the setback.
He just doesn't have any rhythm at all. I think his ability, yeah, you saw the walks tonight. That certainly came back to bite us. Just the ability to repeat delivery and, you know, locate the fastball. And even the secondary stuff wasn't very sharp tonight as well. So, you know, it is what it is. You know, we got to figure it out. We got to get Pax on a good spot and going in the right direction again. And the last couple, it just hasn't looked comfortable out there. And like I said, there's no rhythm to his pitch sequencing, delivery, everything looks like a struggle. And he's a big part trying to, you know, dig us out of this little hole we've created here. So we got to get him right, get him back on track.
Is this some of it just catching up from him, missing those times that he got out of rhythm and can't get back in?
I think there's, you know, obviously he missed significant time, you know, but he, you know, he's thrown the ball very well, his first outing back. So it's in there, you know, it's up to us to get it out of him. And he knows it, he's frustrated, you know, by the results, and he knows how much we need him to carry innings, and it's just not happening right now.
Scott, he's healthy, though.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, mechanically, you know, Mel picked up a few things tonight. You know, he's kind of, you know, cutting himself off a little bit, so not quite having the extension, you know, with the fastball and the finish to the off-speed pitches, which you can see. You know, the hitters, they're tracking it much better than they typically do off-pack. So it's something we got to clean up. We certainly need him right. We need to get him right quick.
Scott, the last 2 days, Miranda and Paxton have really carried your rotation while you've been patching it for other guys. When those 2 guys give it up, that puts you in a
It does,
a
yeah.
Spot.
No doubt. It does put us in a tough spot. We have been trying to hold it together with glue and everything else around here. But, you know, you kind of rely on those guys to get you deep in games. It allows to give your bullpen and your long guys a break, you know, and kind of regroup and regather. And, you know, our guys are excited to play behind them because they have been pretty consistent. It just, you know, the last couple nights have been rough.
Tyson Ross, pretty good. I haven't thrown for a while. Pretty good.
Yeah, he's, you know, he's a little funky. It's deceptive, but you know, he got some breaking balls over early in the game. His command was a little bit off, but we really didn't get much going at him at all. It is deceptive, you know. it's a shorter stride, throwing the ball downhill. He's had success in this league, so, you know, he had a good night tonight. You know, it happens.
Was also his inconsistency kind of adding to that, and that he, you know, sometimes he missed badly, and then other times he didn't know when you were going to get that call?
No doubt. I mean, it is, it's a different type of, you know, like I said, delivery and slot where he's coming out of, but, you know, you got to give him credit. He threw strikes when he needed to and got outs. We didn't do much against him at all. I don't think we got a hit until in the fifth inning. So, again, first start for him, I think, in over a year. He did okay.
You got Gamble over at first base. You talked about that yesterday, wanting to do that.
Yeah, you know, trying to get him a little bit more comfortable. You have to play out there in the game. He's never done that before, so he's done it now. You know, so we'll continue to work on that a little bit. But, you know, the story on Ben Gamble, a great job that he's done, you know, at the batter's box, and he'll continue to play the outfield for us, and that's the focus. But, you know, we're in a bad game tonight. Just thought we'd give him an inning over there.
The M's try to bounce back Saturday behind Giovanni Gallardo. He'll be opposed by Martin Perez.